Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having an absolutely wonderful day today. Ted is getting dialed in right now as far as with his connection, so they're working on that. He'll be with us here shortly. But one of the first articles I want to talk about today is now we're starting to see a lot of countries refusing to allow 5G into them. And I wanted to touch on this briefly this morning because I've encouraged a lot of our listeners, a lot of our friends, a lot of our Health Masters family to do the best you can in your area to prevent this stuff from coming in, especially if you're in a small town or small community. You guys already know the dangers of 5G. And as we've started to see now, the preliminary 5G networks that are rolling out in China, the United States, South Korea, and Japan, over the next 7 years, they're projecting that operators are going to invest over $1 trillion to expand this 5G network. With 5G, the telecom industry promises instant connectivity, but the main aspect of it is paving the way for smart cities and a data collection boon that will tie all internet-connected devices together. As investors scramble to get the piece of the 5G pie, the technology is not projected for deployment in every first world country, though. As we're starting to see now, there's been numerous countries in the EU that are refusing to even allow this technology into their country. The minister of the government of Brussels, capital region, Salim Fermand, has vowed to halt the 5G development. He goes on to say, and I quote, "The people of Brussels are not guinea pigs whose health I can sell at a profit. I cannot welcome such technology if the radiation standards, which must protect the citizen, are not respected, 5G or not." And what he essentially is saying is here, there's no expectations to be made in Brussels. He warns that the 5G violates Belgian radiation safety standards. Fremont is heeding the warning of over 240 scientists now. The number's up to 240. 240 scientists and doctors from over 41 nations across the globe who have published documented research documenting the harmful effects of 5G radiation on all biological life. These scientists have appealed to the United Nations, calling for a halt on 5G. But of course, the United Nations, as we guys know, there's nothing that they do as far as it's for the health of the population of any part of the world. The United Nations is simply the beginning, the infancy stages of a new world order government. And that's what they've proven time and time again. And as we have shown, and I've documented heavily on this show in the past, the adverse effects of the radio frequency and millimeter waves on the human environmental health are extremely well documented, including the changes in bacterial growth, the neuro effects, the DNA damage, and even cancer. Permissive countries only consider the thermal effects of 5G, but there's much more to 5G radiation than that, and I've talked about that in the United States repeatedly, where they go in now and they test 5G, and they say, oh, well, the thermal effects of the 5G and the thermal radiation, this is minimal. You know, it's below our standards, and if you guys have seen anything with a lot of those standards, they've continued to be raised over the last 15 to 20 years, and now we have Dr. Martin Paul, who's
exactly
gone into
right.
detail as well. Washington State University professor calls the 5G rollout the stupidest idea in the history of the world. That's what Dr. Martin Paul says. He's a state Washington State University professor. The stupidest idea in the history of the world rolling out 5G. In his studies, he warns about the very high energy output that is required to ensure that the efficient penetration of electromagnetic frequency waves penetrate. He also documents the extraordinarily high number of antennas that are planned that will increase the exposure to the deeply penetrating radiation as well. He said the two body systems most impacted by the pulsed EMFs are the eyes and the kidneys, that they are starting to find out now. So again, I just wanted to encourage our listeners, if you have this stuff coming to your city, local area, do the best you can to try to appeal this stuff. I know the FCC has gone and made it virtually impossible to try to block it. However, I'm starting to hear about multiple avenues that they can do this on, especially when it comes to the health aspects. And when you have the documentation, you guys can pull this up. We're going to put on the website today of the 240 scientists and doctors from over 41 nations that have published the research on this. There's a reason why why the government of Brussels now is saying, no, we are not allowing 5G inside whatsoever. It is not healthy. It is completely dangerous. It is being completely and totally undervalued for the damages of what it can actually do to the human body, and it's being done specifically to tie in smart cities and connecting all digital devices together. It is not anywhere at all about increasing internet speeds. As I told you guys before, average 4G download speed on each aspect of it is like 40 milliseconds. They're saying that 5G is around 4 to 5 milliseconds. Both lightning fast, again, has nothing to do with increasing internet speeds. Do you really think that these 5G operators that are investing over $1 trillion over the next 6 to 7 years could care less about spending trillions of dollars to make sure you have internet at a slightly faster pace? Absolutely not. They're doing this to tie everybody into an Internet of Things and then to roll it into the 6G over the next decade, all at the expense of our health, the expense of our minds, and the expense of our money, and the expense of our freedoms. So please, do your research on this. Be aware of what's going on. There's a reason why the government of Brussels, the minister of Brussels now, has said absolutely not. 5G will not come into our country under any circumstances. I hear you with us now, Deb.
Yeah, I apologize, guys. I had a dead battery this morning, so it kind of threw things off a couple of minutes in my truck. But you're right, Austin. 5G is the ultimate directed energy weapon. And, I mean, that's what it is. And this is information from a particle physicist. Dr. Catherine Horton argues, based on her research and personal experiences, that the 5G network is intended as a directed energy weapon system that aligns with the goals of the global elite to enslave humanity. This is what she's saying, particle physicist. You know, what's crazy about this is she's a top PhD physician in Europe at Oxford University, and she's basically warning people about what's going on. She worked as a research fellow at St. John's College, a position that allowed her to expand her research from particle physics into medical physics and the physics of complex human systems. As part of the latter, she conducted systems analysis research of the English legal system, economies, financial system, currencies, as well as white-collar crime and organized crime. In other words, she has the credentials to be public enemy number one to the global elite and also to 5G. And what's crazy about all of this stuff, she's starting to say now that, hey, look, They're trying to basically cause all of us to be locked into the Internet of Things, exactly what you said. She goes on to say, quote, I think the average person struggles so much understanding what all this is about that what the global elite are banking on, they are banking on one fact. For example, this is a very simple con hidden in this marketing ploy of 5G, for example. When they brought up 3G and 4G, everybody assumed that 5G is just a better 3G or 4G. And what you don't understand, it's not that. People need to realize this is a directed energy weapon system. It can basically shut your body down, shut your heart down. So your 5G system is like a gang stalker with a directed energy weapon in a rucksack who shoots you in the face as you're walking around behind him, you know, on the pavement, for example. But it will not be a gang stalker. They can do it from those. They can do it away from those. I'm reading her quote, and it's very jumbled. That's why you're wondering if I'm jumping around. If they have these 5G antennas every 50 or 100 meters, so the 5G system will do everything that the current global weapon system can do and can also, I strongly believe, instantly kill. This is the lady who's the 5G particle physicist who works at Oxford. She says this thing can instantly kill. Now, guys, that's what this is. It's a depopulation agenda. It's basically targeted individual agenda. It's one of the reasons that I believe that these big internet providers want to track every single thing you do so they'll know exactly who you are, where you are, what you're doing, what your energy field is, what your frequency, and how to directly impact and affect your heart if they want to stop it. That's what I believe this system does and is. So, guys, it's one of those things we have to be really, really, really cautious. And if you have this stuff coming into your area, you need to be protesting, pitching a fit, carrying on, and doing your absolute best to stop it, just like they're doing over there in Europe. Austin, what else do you think, bud?
Oh, you're absolutely right on them. And that's why I brought this article up here, because it's rolling out so fast now. And there's so much propaganda that's being pushed out with it from Sprint and AT&T and so forth and T-Mobile to try to convince the American population that we need this, because so many people now are wrapped up in their phones all the time. It boggles my mind how many people now live vicariously through their phones. They don't live life anymore. They live through social media. They live through phones. They live through video games. We're being wrapped up into this digital age now to where we don't actually go out and live anymore. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine about that the other day, how, you know, you see all orange groves around here when I grew up, and we used to always take the dirt bikes out there, and we were always making little jumps and, you know, just doing fun stuff all the time, always out in the lake. And now, you know, the entire generation has flipped the script to where, you know, going outside and playing, going outside riding bikes or dirt bikes or just getting in basic trouble, so to speak. You know, I mean, I'm not saying like that's good, but I'm saying just going out and being boys, having fun, doesn't exist anymore. Everybody's wrapped up in these video games. They're wrapped up in these full indoctrination schools. The school systems now, the public school systems, 100% absolutely are there to do nothing but indoctrinate the children, unless they have a few good teachers that are willing to put their necks out on the line and try to teach some real truth and real history. Majority of the feedback I get from most of the public school systems and people that are in the public school systems is the curriculums are garbage now. They don't teach the children anything. They essentially teach them overall to obey and submit. That's really what their primarily objective is to do now. Now you have out in California where they're starting to introduce curriculums that are fully gender neutral. I kid you not now. All the new curriculums over the next couple years in the main public school systems in California are going to be fully gender neutral. They're not going to have he and she. They're not going to have him or her. They're going to have gender neutral in the entire curriculums as they change everything over. There's also been reports of numerous teachers that have gotten in trouble, even suspended, for refusing to call a child, a 6 or 7 year old child that comes in cross-dressing, completely confused about life, has to call him by his or her new name that they demand to be called, and they refuse to do it. So I'm not going to call little Johnny little Susie now and refer to her as a her, because that's what she demands I do now, because it's a he and he wants to dress in a dress. The ideology has become so polluted now, that's what their goal is. I had an individual come in yesterday, a customer of mine. His brother works for Disney, and he said Disney now has become so militant on the backside of it, the actual part of Disney, on the boots on the ground to actually do all the stuff at Disney. He said most of it has become so militantly homosexual that if you're heterosexual, if you're straight and you work there, you literally have to walk on eggshells with everything you do and everything you say. He said there's been numerous reports of people that are just heterosexual that absolutely have zero issues with people that are homosexual, but if they say anything, if they make a comment, if they say something that anybody even finds remotely disrespectful, they turn them in like the Gestapo. There was one guy there, he said it was a man, but he refused to allow anybody to call him he or anything like that. He identified, as he claimed, as a pixie. Not kidding you. Identified as a pixie and had his own set of pronouns that he demanded everybody call him. And if they didn't, he immediately turned them into HR because they did not call him by his correct pronouns. This is how unbelievably idiotic the entire population on that side is starting to become with these hardcore leftists. They're doing everything they can to undermine just basic morals and values. We're not even talking about true biblical principles anymore that we need to follow. We're just talking about simple morals and ethics and scientific ideology now that's not even followed anymore, because the left wants to go out on this far hardcore tirade about, well, this is what you have to do and this is what they need to be called, and you can't call them this, you can't call them that. If you don't bake cake for them, they're gay and sue you. I mean, it's sick. It really is perverted. And then you see the school systems are one of the main things that are fueling this idiotic ideology, because they're forcing the children, indoctrinating them into these indoctrination slave camps to think a specific way. If they don't think that specific way, they're penalized. If they're penalized, they get bad grades. If they get bad grades, they allegedly can't get into the college of their choice, so they can become more indoctrinated as they become older in 18 and 19 into the college university slave indoctrination camps that we're now starting to see now. It boggles my mind, and I'm starting to really get a picture of it now over the last couple years as I see more and more kids in the public school system and in the university system systems and what they're taught, what they deal with, and what they are having to basically try to fight, especially if, I mean, if they're actually conservative and Christian, that doesn't go anywhere now in college. I mean, that gets essentially penalized in college now if you have those ideologies. And what all that ties me back into now is with the 5G, they want to keep as many people wrapped up in the internet, in the news, in the propaganda that they can with the movies and the fake news and everything else, because the more they can keep people focused on the fake propaganda that they're trying to push, the more they can push their ideology. I mean, does anybody else find it weird that, I mean, we're seeing now something that's unprecedented in history where the social media, the news press, the online media now is literally going in and blacklisting and taking things that are true, accurate topics and refusing to have them even come up in search engines? I talked about it in Project Veritas yesterday with Google now. Well, I mean, it's not just a speculation anymore. It's not just a so-called conspiracy theory that the left likes to call it. It's a fact that they're doing this now. They're getting ready for the next wave of a new world order to be brought in. There's a reason why Deagle, this globalist website, says the United States population is going to be at 100 million by 2025. That we're going to drop 250 million people in the United States. There's a reason why it says our United States military budget was like $700 billion or whatever in 2017, and it's going to be like $30 billion by 2025. There's some weird stuff that's going on right now, and when you look at the big picture and you realize what they're getting lined up to do, the only way they can successfully implement what they're trying to put in place is by full-blown brain entrainment, mind control, and that is where the 5G network comes into place, and the 6G network is the next rollout that's right after this. I've gone into this in detail, and I've had so many people email me and go, you're getting way out there. You're getting way out there. Months ago, people were talking about it, and now all of a sudden, there's been numerous tech articles that are starting to hint at the 6G system and what they're bringing out, and all of a sudden, people are emailing me now, and they're going, man, Austin, you talked about this 6-7 months ago. You were talking about the 6G when the 5G was just starting to get rolled out. And I said, yeah, I know. I said, because that is what their overall goal is. The 5G is the lily pad to hop off of so they can get the infrastructure in place with all these microwave towers on all the poles throughout the entire world. Then, once that's in place, they switch it over to a higher, more concentrated, directed frequency with the 6G systems. And it goes completely sideways from there. There's a reason why Elon Musk wants to use this Neuralink system that he's already talking about doing tests on next year in 2020 that has all these little Neuralink fibers that are injected into your skull, into your brain with a chip, and you can direct your cell phone and all your other information right into your chip and control it right from your brain. This is real stuff. And so this is why when Dad and I say we have to do the best we can to get the 5G system and prevent it from coming into place. The only way they can get this system up and operational completely is it has to be nationwide. Understand that. The 5G system, the Internet of Things, is going to have to be nationwide. Every town, every city, every neighborhood, every street is going to have these towers on it. If they do not have the towers on it, there's going to be gaps in the 5G connectivity of what they can do, which means when the smart systems and the smart cars and the smartphones and everything they try to roll out over the next 5 to 10 years to tie it into the Internet of Things to get everybody wrapped up in the system, if there's gaps in the armor, it will not be fully 100% operational. So it's crucial. Everybody, do the best you can with your local municipalities, your cities, your counties, everything, to do the best you can to prevent this stuff from coming in. In my personal opinion, if you have to physically have these things removed or prevent them from being removed, if people come out and they start installing refrigerator-sized boxes on the telephone pole, I feel like you should handle it however you feel best way to handle it. I'm not going to give you advice on the best way to do so, but I'm telling you, there's going to have to be a point where we draw a line in the sand where we don't want 5G radiation 100 feet away from our house penetrating into our house all day, every day that you can't turn off. There's a reason why I tell people, turn off your Wi-Fi at night when you go to bed. And I tell people that, and I can't even count anymore how many people have emailed me and told me, oh my gosh, Austin, I sleep so much better when I turn my Wi-Fi off at night. I have so much better vivid dreams. I wake up in the morning so much more refreshed just from shutting off and unplugging my internet and Wi-Fi at night. What do you think is going to happen when you got a refrigerator-sized microwave tower outside your bedroom that's putting 5G out, pulsating 24/7, 365? There will be no shutting off your Wi-Fi anymore. It will be on 24/7, and the only way to shut it off will be to physically shut it off. Meaning it's a lot easier to keep these things from coming on before they get on the tower than trying to shut them off once they're already on the tower in your entire neighborhood. So that's my rant, that's my stance, that's my ideals on that. I highly suggest any of the people that are listening to us, if you know this to be the truth, which it is, do the best you can to prevent this stuff and try to do the best you can to wake up your kids and keep them out of a lot of this entire tech world and keep them focused in things like high activity sports, karate, jujitsu, aspects of things that are going to be beneficial to their life in the future and not just wrapped up on these idiotic video games 24/7 that I see being become so effective as brain entrainment tools over the last 20 years now, Dad.
You know, Austin, Donald Trump likes to sleep with porn stars. Oh yeah, Kim Kardashian has a big butt. Oh yeah. Okay, that's the news. That's the news. They're not talking about 5G. They're not talking about any of this stuff. They have us all caught up in this news cycle of trivia that is meaningless, that they don't want you to talk about the real news. They don't want you to talk about the militant homosexual lobbying groups of organizations around the country now that are basically turning people into HR if they don't do exactly what they're told to do and use the proper pronoun. They don't want you hearing about that. You never hear about any of that stuff in Central Florida, about Disney World, ever. You never hear about any of it. You don't talk about the militant homosexual gay Jewish lobby that completely controls theater in New York City and controls Hollywood. You don't think about that either. Nobody talks about that. Why? Because the people that are implementing the 5G are the same people that control all of that. And remember this. This 5G rollout is going to cost trillions of dollars. Who's paying for that? The only people that have the ability to pay for that are the Rothschild banking cartels using our federal government basically as taxpayers' funding to pay for all of this stuff. That's right. That's exactly right. And that's why it always goes back to the same group of people. This is why they're putting up 25,000 satellites, Austin, to fill the gaps of the 5G towers they can't get up in remote neighborhoods or in areas that are more rural. This is why we're going to have satellites spinning over our head in just the next couple of years. They've already started launching them to implement 5G. It's not going to be just the refrigerator boxes. How in the heck do you turn off a satellite that's 20,000 miles out in space? You can't go out there with a switch and shut it down. This is what they're doing. This is a global enslavement tool. But in the meantime, we want to talk about Ivanka Trump. Okay? We want to talk about how she and her daddy have this great relationship. Or Jared Kushner, how he's incredibly wonderful. No, why don't we talk about Ivanka Trump being a Shabbatist, renouncing Jesus Christ, renouncing the virgin birth, renouncing Christianity, basically wanting to bring in a doomsday cult in the power in the world, to bring in a World War III, to bring in a third temple, to bring in an Antichrist. Why don't we talk about that like we do on the show? But the media won't do that. The media won't talk about any of this stuff, nor will most shows contact us or talk about this stuff. And that's why in a lot of shows, they won't even have me on because they say, oh, we can't have you on, Ted. You're too Christian. And I'm like, too Christian? What does that mean? Well, you relate everything back to Christianity and to Jesus. I'm like, well, that's what it is. It's not a flesh and blood battle. This is a real battle. This is a blood against these principalities, these things in the other realms, these energy fields, these things that basically go bump in the night, the things that we can't see. It's real. And they go, well, you know, we don't want to talk about that. It's easier to talk about that Donald Trump likes to have whores for girlfriends. And I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't that what got us in this position to start with, talking about irrelevant, trivia stuff that means nothing? Well, you know, that's what sells. That's what gets the ratings up. That keeps our numbers up, you know, so we can keep our advertisers. We can't make our advertisers mad. And I'm like, well, you know, the Ted and Austin Brewer show, we don't take advertisers. What do you mean? Well, how do you do that? Well, we rely on the customers and our supporters to support the show. We don't go in and have an advertisement every 4 to 5 minutes. Well, that doesn't work. That model doesn't work. That model works just fine. The problem is nobody wants to do that model because they're beholden to their advertisers. I know a few years ago, Doug Hagman told me he lost a whole bunch of advertisers because he talked about the militant homosexual lobby. And a bunch of them just all left at once in aggregate. It was a huge amount of money. And he said, I'm not going to do it, Ted. I'm not going to compromise. And guys, that's the thing we all need to do. We all need to stand on it. Let's look at this. Look, I got an article sent to me today. It's called Cultural Collapse Theory. I'm posting it on the website. It's by Rush 5. And it goes into detail about what's happening, what is cultural collapse. And I want to read you part of this. Cultural collapse is the decline, decay, or disappearance of a native population's rituals, habits, interpersonal communication, relationships, art, and language. It coincides with the relative decline of population compared to outside groups. National identity and group identification will be lost, while revisionist history will be applied to demonize or find fault with the native population. This would be the white people here in the United States. Cultural collapse is not to be confused with this economic or state collapse. A nation that suffers from cultural collapse can still be economically productive and have a working government. So remember what they're talking about here. Number one, removal of religious narrative from people's lives, replaced by a treadmill of scientific and technological progress. Number two, elimination of traditional sex roles through feminism, gender equality, political correctness, cultural Marxism. This is Frankfurt School, all of this, and socialism. Number three, delay or abstainment of family formation by women to pursue careerist lifestyles while men wait in confused limbo. I'm going to repeat that. The delay or abstainment of family formation by women who pursue careerist lifestyles while men wait in confused limbo. Let me explain to you what this means. Men can't have babies. All right, there's a newsflash for all of you guys who have confused pronouns. Men can't have babies. So when men get out of college and they want to start their family and they try to find a woman, but now that woman has decided to go into career mode, the guy sits around in confused limbo because he doesn't know what to do because he can't have a baby and he wants to start his family. This is cultural Marxism. This is what the Frankfurt School taught. This is what they taught. Destroy beautiful art and put up trash of people welding stuff together, poems that don't make sense, pictures that don't make sense, confuse the people internally, make them accept this as art. Make them accept the fact that women shouldn't be having babies, they should be working and going to work full time, and they shouldn't be having children at home. Now, I know I'm sounding really male chauvinistic right now, okay? And guys, I'm not trying to do that. But here's what I am saying. We have specific gender roles that were given us by God. Men can't have children. Women can. If a woman wants to work, and they want to have the ability to have children and still work, I commend them for that. But guys, we have to understand that the bulk of the population of people in the United States now have confused gender roles. They're not sure what they want to do. Heck, kids nowadays, they don't date anymore. They just go out, whatever that means. They just hang out. They don't have serious gender roles anymore because it's considered politically incorrect. This is what they've done to us. Now, I've got my daughter. She's 18 years old, almost 19. She goes, Dad, you know, I don't know what to do as far as men because I don't want to date these young guys because none of them are serious. She goes, I want to get my college degree. I want to have a family. I want to get married. But nobody wants to do that anymore. Everybody just wants to have a casual relationship. And she says, guys call me up. And she goes, they know that I'm a virgin, but they call me up for a booty call. And I'm like, booty call? She goes, yeah, it's ridiculous. They want me to come to their house like at 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever. And I tell them, forget it. I don't do booty calls. I'm a virgin. I'm a Christian. She goes, and it's so odd to them because they can't understand it. She goes, Dad, I go to a Christian school, and this is still what I get. Guys, this is what cultural Marxism has done. This is what the Frankfurt School has done. This is the destruction of the nuclear family. This is what it's done. Now, let's go to the next one. Number four, decreasing birth rate among native population. Boy, do we have a decreased birth rate. I mean, white people don't have babies anymore. They have like one or two. Two's not enough, guys. You are not a successful biological specimen with two children. You have to have at least three, probably four. You know, and so we have a decreasing birth rate above the native population. That would be the white people here, which means another group of people come in and replace us. Number five, the government enactment of open immigration policies to prevent economic collapse because of the lack of people being born. Number six, immigrant refusal to fully acclimate. I'm going to repeat that. I want to speak Spanish at my workplace, though nobody else speaks Spanish. And if you say I can't speak Spanish at my workplace, though you know I'm talking about you and saying bad things about your back, behind your back, I'm going to turn you in to the state because I have a right to speak my native language. Think it doesn't happen? Just happened in Polk County, our hometown, in Haines City. Happens all the time. I want to speak Spanish. I want to speak a foreign language in an English-speaking office so nobody can understand what I'm saying and I can make fun of my boss. I can make fun of other people. I can say things and basically, you know, and no one understand what I'm saying. You know, here's the thing. I speak German fluently, all right? When I have relatives come over from Germany and I'm talking to them and I have a group of people who don't understand German sitting here with me, I will say a sentence in German and I will translate it. I'll say, here's what we're talking about. Here's the sentences back and forth. You can ask Sharon if you see her. I do that all the time because I don't want to be rude. When you're speaking a foreign language around people who don't understand that foreign language, you need to translate. In fact, if it's in a public place and you're in a workplace environment and you're actually have a job, you need to speak English where everybody understands you. Or you can't, or, but of course, that when you do that, you can't get away with people saying stuff about you. And they do it all the time, guys. I've had it happen to me with subcontractors. You say something to a subcontractor, no English, right? And they speak English. A lot of them, they just don't want to talk English to you. And then they start talking to one of their friends, and you find out later one of the other guys says, well, you don't understand. They were talking about you. They were saying bad things about you. Why? Because they can. Because they're speaking a foreign language. And they refuse to fully acclimate and to integrate, forcing the host culture to adopt external rituals and beliefs while being outproduced. What does that mean? That means Sharia law. That means I'm going to tell you about Sharia law, and we're going to basically tell you that you can't hold hands in public. You've got to be 3 feet apart. And if you don't do that, we're going to either start screaming and yelling at you, or we're going to bring you before a Sharia law court and force you to do that. You say, well, why would they do that? Why don't you ask Detroit, the certain areas of Detroit? Why don't you ask Minneapolis why they do stuff like that? Why don't you ask Minneapolis why they hire a Somalian with a 59 IQ who shoots a girl because she calls 911? Why don't you ask that? And that's all supposed to be okay. Guys, this is the problem that you run into when you have other cultures coming in. And number seven, the natives become marginalized. That'd be the white people. They become marginalized in their own country. Guys, this is what they've done. They have marginalized us in our own country, and they want to destroy white people. You say, what the heck? Why do they want to destroy white people? Because they have been taught through cultural Marxism that we, the ruling party, quote-unquote ruling party, the ones who built the United States, and I will say on the back of slave labor in a lot of cases, I'm going to say that the ruling party basically needs to be taken out of party, out of power, because they're the ones that have caused all the problems. That's why they have an all-out war on white people now. You say, well, white genocide could never happen. Okay, why don't you ask the South African farmers about that and let me know how that worked out for them. And understand what globalism, what this did to the United States, it transferred the U.S. economy to China, causing more and more problems in the United States. This ties right together with cultural Marxism. The main problem with the U.S. economy is that globalism has deconstructed the U.S. economy. The offshoring of U.S. jobs has reduced U.S. manufacturing and industrial capability and associated innovation. This is an article by Paul Craig Roberts. The offshoring of U.S. jobs has reduced U.S. manufacturing and industrial capability and associated innovation, research, development, supply chains, consumer purchasing power, and tax base of state and local governments. Corporations have increased short-term profits at the expense of these long-term costs. In effect, the U.S. economy is being moved out of the first world into the third world, rendering the United States a third world country. Tariffs are not the solution. The Trump administration says that tariffs are paid by China, but unless Apple, Nike, Levi, and all of the offshoring companies got an exemption from the tariffs, the tariffs fall on the offshore production of U.S. firms that are sold to U.S. consumers. The tariffs will either reduce the profits of the U.S. firms or be paid by the U.S. purchasers of the products at higher prices. The tariffs will hurt China only by reducing Chinese employment and the production of U.S. goods for U.S. markets. The financial media is full of dire predictions of the consequences of the U.S.-China trade war. There is no trade war. A trade war is when countries try to protect their industries by placing tariff barriers on the import of cheaper products from foreign countries. But half or more of the imports from China are imports from U.S. companies. Trump's tariffs are in a large part on them, and they fall on the U.S. corporations and on the United States consumers. Guys, what we've done is we have taken these high-paying industrial jobs and we have sent them overseas where we can use slave labor. That's the basic thing. This is what the international banks have done to us. They have destroyed and deconstructed our economy, and they've pushed it into China. That's why China says, we would like to buy more stuff from America, but you guys don't make anything. We have nothing to buy from you. You know, you guys don't do anything any longer. And guys, that happened to the industrial-sized sector, primarily in the United States. We've transferred all of these jobs offshore, and in the meantime, since we have so many people now that are unemployed, we brought the opium wars into the United States via our CIA to quell the masses. You've got to quell the masses. If you've got people that are unemployed or aren't making enough money, you've got to keep them stoned. You've got to keep them on opiates. You've got to make sure they don't rebel and rise up against the government that caused all of this stuff. So we might as well go ahead and make trillions of dollars, $1.5 trillion a year, and bring in slinging dope into the United States through our own government. Well, as long as there's 20% of the population insists on using dope, we might as well supply it to them. We don't care if 70,000 people a year die from overdoses in the United States. Why would we care? We're making money on all of it. Guys, this is the Rockefeller, Rothschild, industrial, petrochemical, medical complex that has done this. And they've allowed the United States consumer to basically be impoverished and enslaved to opiate addiction in many cases now. Why? Because this is what these international global banking cartels do, because they want to play with all of the chips. And like we talked about earlier in the show, not only do they want to play with all of the chips, they want global enslavement. Guys, it's so important that we all stay awake when all of this stuff is happening all around us. Austin, what do you think?
That's well said. I mean, this is why I continue to give everybody the best advice I can as far as on staying prepared for what's going on, being able to be physically fit to the best of your ability, exercising at least a couple days a week. I mean, I talk about this in detail, even just basic stuff you can do, whether it be, you know, some pull-ups, push-ups, squats at your house, getting on the right supplements. If you need questions, you can call us up at Health Masters, making sure you're eating clean food, staying away from GMO, hydrogenated oils, the high fructose corn syrup, the food coloring. Doing everything you can right now, because I'm fully convinced, I'll be honest with you guys right now, I'm fully convinced within the next 4 to 5 years at the most, I think it's going to be less than that, but in the next 4 to 5 years, we're going to have a serious conflict in this country, whether it be from an outside source or whether it be from an internal source. We're going to have a serious conflict. Right now, stuff is brewing unbelievably aggressively, and the only reason, and I told you guys this yesterday, the only reason we have any amount of civility left in this country is because over a seventh of the entire population is still being fed by the U.S. government right now with, what, 46, 47 million people on food stamps every year. If that population, if that part of the population all of a sudden had their food stamps cut off for any significant period of time, we would have full-blown rioting throughout the entire country within days. Within days. And you can mark my word on that, because we've seen it in every single country that that situation has happened before. When people get hungry and people don't have anything left to lose, they lose everything. And that's exactly where we're on the precipice right now. We see how the bankers have come in now and controlled the entire monetary system. This bubble that we're in right now isn't real. If you look at all the facts that's going on behind the scenes, this bubble is complete and total 2008 2.0 again, except in my opinion, even worse than it was before. There was an article that came out the other day that hardly anybody talked about, as the unemployment is allegedly at a record low, yet bankruptcy-related job loss is rising at a rate not seen since the Great Recession. In the first 7 months of this year, U.S.-based companies announced 42,937 job cuts due to company bankruptcy. That is up 40% on the same period last year. Despite record low unemployment, bankruptcy filings have not claimed this many jobs since 2008. It's the highest seven-month total since 2009, when 50,258 cuts due to bankruptcy were announced. That's all going on right now, but yet nobody wants to talk about it. These things are really, really, really starting to take head, and that's why it's so important that you have some backup food, have some backup water, have some filtration, have some distillers, whatever you need for your situation. I tell you guys all the time, and I repeat myself over and over and over again, yet I find it ironic how many people don't listen. You should always have a gear bag in your vehicle at all times with your basic necessities. That's food bars, that's water, that's knives, that's lighting, that's heating, that's cooling, that's any type of security you need. Maps, EMT aspects, tourniquets, quick clot, sutra kit, anything like that that you may need, you need to have it in a gear bag that stays in your truck at all times. My bag's always a 72-hour grab-and-go bag. I can pretty much go anywhere in the state of Florida at any period of time with my bag and be able to function pretty comfortably for 72 hours. Now, after that, I can still go further, but a lot of supplies start running out and you start running into other issues. But having the ability to be able to pretty much do anything you need to for at least 3 days on your person at all times is crucial. Because in my opinion, and a lot of other people's opinion, when this stuff starts to go sideways, it's not going to be one little incident like we've seen here. Oh, there's something going on over here. Oh, we're having some rioting in Ferguson. Oh, we're having some issues over here. No. It's going to be wham, bam, 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 bam. It's going to be just like 9/11 was, to keep the population distracted on what's really going on, why the bankers take over the monetary system, revalue the currency, and bring in a new world currency, which is what their overall goal is. There's a reason why, as Dad just said, we're seeing all this unemployment all over the country. We're seeing now these huge amounts of tent cities that are getting worse and worse and worse. We're now seeing 124 cases of typhus in Los Angeles now. We're now discussing aspects of bubonic plague infecting homeless on the streets of L.A. because typhus and so many other issues are becoming rampant now on how disgusting it is. Skid Row, when you look at a lot of the photos now and you look at the videos of people going over there, it's an absolute literal hellhole. It's one of the most disgusting areas in the entire world. It's worse than a lot of third world countries now in some aspects of it, with the amounts of trash piled up, feces piled up, needles piled up, and people lying around on the street in the mud and the feces and the blood and the needles, blacked out on drugs. That's what it is right now in L.A. Now we're even seeing that in Seattle, a lot of Seattle public parks are now being labeled as no-go areas is the general public to the general public because of spiraling problems with aggressive, drugged-out, homeless individuals and trash, where they've taken over huge swaths of public parks, public areas, just like in L.A., just like in San Francisco, and they're so militant and drugged and incoherent that anybody that goes out there that even remotely looks like they have any type of money or well-dressed or anything on, they're being mugged, they're being accosted, they're being yelled at, they're being chased out, and this is what we're seeing right now, yet the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it. They want to have their 50 circus clown actors from the Democratic Party get up and debate aspects in Spanish. I don't have a bit of problem with Spanish, but don't you get up on a Democratic debate and speak Spanish to the American population and tell the American population how good you're going to make them and how you're going to help out the entire country and how you're going to help everybody out while you have cities that you are appointed over as Democrats that are in absolute filth, squander, and disgust, and you talk about how you're going to make this country awesome and help it all out with your Democratic communist ideologies. It's absolutely nauseating to me, but again, as Dad said a minute ago, it's all about obfuscation from what's really going on. Focus on Trump. Focus on Kim Kardashian. Focus on Ivanka. Focus on all these individuals that are absolutely doing nothing in reality. They're simply pawns in the game, puppet strings that are being controlled by the masters that keep people focused on it. Focus on the truth. Focus on keeping your family healthy. Focus on having at least a small group in your neighborhood or area. Focus on having a few people together that you know and you can count on for security protocols in your area. Focus on getting different groups around your area that can communicate with one another. If you have even at least a 4 or 5 man team in your local area that you can get together if you need to do so, you can have a pretty significant security force for a small area. If you can have 4 or 5 other people in an area away from you, in another area away from you, and figure out communications. Now all of a sudden you got 10, 15, 20 people in your local vicinity that can come together. If people start doing that and start becoming more self-sufficient, because that's really what it comes down to now, self-sufficiency has been lost in this country. Any point in time in history, you know, 100 years ago, if you tried to come out and say, hey, I identify as a pixie, I don't want you to refer to me as anything, or you're going to hurt my feelings. Honestly, back in the early 1900s, they probably would have beat you to death. Just being honest with you. They would have said, you're an absolute lunatic, you're a moron, and you don't need to be hanging around public society, and they probably would have killed you. But now, we've reached the point to where you have to be politically correct. Nobody can be self-sufficient. God forbid you say anything that offends anybody now, or you need to be charged with a hate crime. All this stuff is leading into the pretext of a new world order to where what you say, what you think, what you look at online is going to be penalized, just like China. The aspects of the Chinese model they're doing with the social credit score is not a basis of just in China. They're going to use that as a full global rollout once they get everything going. That's why it's crucial that we get the truth out. As I told you guys the other day, one thing about it that the globalists are betting on is they're betting on the United States population to be submissive little bootlickers that aren't going to do anything. They're betting on that. That's why they have done such a soft war on the United States population for so long now. However, one variable they cannot control and they cannot fully predict is how resilient, how self-sufficient, and how aggressive the United States population still will be if it comes to that. And that is what everybody has to get down, and deep down inside, you got to look at your resolve, where you're at, where you stand, where you feel like you can go, and how much you have to do to protect your family, your country, and your values, and your constitution. And that is what we all have to start looking at, and stop sitting around pretending that Trump's this great savior on a white horse that's going to make America great again, because as we already know, he's not. I like Trump. I voted for Trump. I was a huge proponent of Trump. But he is absolutely going to do nothing to help out this country except do exactly what the globalists are doing. The only way we can make true, direct, long-term change in this country is by we the people, because it's a constitution and a government by we the people. We just have to remember that and take control of it again and understand that we are the only change and hope in this country, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that is a fact, Ed.
You know, Austin, very, very well said. In fact, I texted a man this morning, and, you know, he's a pastor of a megachurch here in the United States. If I told you his name, a large percentage of you would know who he is. And he's a good man. And he basically, I sent him some information on a bunch of these Hillsong singers that were basically falling away, and Hillsong leaders that were falling away and renouncing Christianity, renouncing Jesus Christ, and, you know, and going to this, you know, this everybody gets to be saved no matter how you live. And, you know, it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen, because these people are losing their faith in Jesus, losing their faith in the gospel, but yet rather than just going quietly and professing what they believe to themselves and to their families, they're basically going out now and become militant in the other direction. And I told him this morning, I said, I think the main reason that stuff like this happens is because what we do as Christians based so much upon our relationship with Christ. And so many people have these shallow relationships with Christ, if they're saved at all. In fact, I said, here's what I said. I said, the thing I don't understand is why do people go public when they fall away or lose their faith? I said, they act like it's a badge of honor. They must have had some type of real or imagined grievances towards church leadership. Otherwise, it just seems really strange. And then I told him, I said, you know, Pastor, I've been saved since 1979. I've never backslid or gotten mad at God. I haven't been perfect, but I continually work on my own walk. I have been over the years involved in several church disputes, but I've never allowed them to affect my faith in our Lord Jesus. To me, it seems that many of these folks that are renouncing their faith may never have had a true conversion to Christ to start with. That's perhaps due to their talent or their communication skills were placed in a position of leadership they simply did not deserve. And see, here's the problem that we have, and here's why I'm saying this. We have to understand that pastors and deacons and elders in churches are men. They're not God. They're not Christ. These men make mistakes. And if you've been hurt in a church, hurt by a leader in a church, hurt by a member of a church, just consider the source. It was a human being. And move on. If it's to the point of, hey, I can't be here comfortably anymore because they've said something about me, or they've lied about me, or they don't like how I believe, okay, move to a different church that has a better, equal to your values. I know that that sounds horrible as far as grammar, but that's what I mean. Basically, find some place you're going to fit in. And this is what's important. I've been through numerous churches. I've always gotten pushed into a leadership role in many of these churches. I never really wanted to be in a leadership role in these churches, because when you get into a leadership role, you got to start going behind the scenes. You start seeing things that you don't want to see, that you don't want to know about. But what ends up happening is when you're in a leadership role and you see these things and you try to point them out, in some cases, you're the one that gets pushed out of the church. You're the one that gets blamed. Like, if you know a person's got a really bad attitude, something really, really bad, and you're trying to point it out to maybe another elder or a deacon or, you know, an associate pastor, and all of a sudden you get called before the board because you're a troublemaker. You're like, what the heck, man? The guy said some really weird, bad stuff that's not Christian. Then you find out later that the guy had a problem with his own sexuality, the main pastor did, and you find out basically that the elders and the deacons knew it, they just tolerated it. You go, Ted, that could never happen. Guys, I was there. I've seen it. That exact scenario in my own life, in my own group of people that I was hanging out with in the churches. So, but don't allow that to affect you. Don't allow that to be part of a reason or an excuse that you say, I don't want to be involved with any of this stuff. I'm just going to step away. Now, if you are going to step away and you aren't going to go to church, here's your next scenario. Make sure your kids go to church. You don't have the option without taking your kids to Sunday school. You've got to train them up in the way they should go. Now, if you get older and you decide, well, I've been dealing with this too much, I'm going to find a good TV preacher or internet pastor or whatever, just remember, you can watch those guys, you listen to the worship and praise music, and I have no problem with you doing that, but whenever you need a pastor to call, who are you going to call? Do you think this TV preacher is going to come to a funeral if your mom dies or your dad dies or your spouse dies or one of your loved ones are in the hospital? You think they're going to show up? They're not. Keep your money in your local churches. Find a church that you can work with. If you want to do some internet TV sometimes, whatever, do that. But guys, try to reconcile relationships. It's so very, very important. Now, one thing I want to cover real quick, I'm going to let Austin take over the rest of the show. This is Pepe the Frog. Pepe the Frog is an anti-establishment caricature, basically a meme. And right now in Hong Kong, they're having some really big stuff going on in Hong Kong with a lot of protests. Hong Kongers have been waving the American flags. They're still waving the American flags, guys. I mean, they're taken over by the Chinese. They're singing the American national anthem. And guys, we have the globalists over here that hate our country, hate our flag, and want to destroy us. And here these countries are still looking to us for leadership. They're trying to signify their stand against the control from the communist mainland. One wonders what the protesters would make of all the most visible members of the U.S. party shouting, down with America. I mean, that's what they do in this country. Same communists. Another symbol they've embraced is Pepe the Frog, which is the New York Times and the Anti-Defamation League call a hate symbol. You got a frog, now that's a hate symbol, but which in fact symbolizes freedom. The whimsical Pepe meme has been around since 2005, and it came to be associated with Donald Trump during the 2016 campaign. The Hong Kongers have embraced Pepe in 2019 and have firmly made it a symbol of freedom and anti-communism. Now, stay with me for 1 second. Speaking of the Anti-Defamation League, this is the, it used to be called the Anti-Jewish Defamation League, which despite being completely out of touch with online meme culture, is somehow a main contractor in YouTube's Trusted Flagger program. What? The ADL is a part of the Trusted Flagger program? You bet. And they have loaded their hate specs into Google's YouTube censorship algorithms. Do you hear what I just said? They have loaded their hate specs, or what they believe is a hate spec or hate speech, into Google's YouTube censorship algorithms. Never forget, guys, that Dr. John Coleman said the ADL is a joint FBI British intelligence operation designed to single out right-wing groups and their leaders and put them out of business before they grow too large and too influential. I'm going to repeat that. The ADL is a joint FBI, according to Dr. John Coleman, is a joint FBI British intelligence operation designed to single out right-wing groups and their leaders and put them out of business before they grow too large and influential. Remember, who runs the British government since Napoleon times has been the Rothschilds. Remember who runs the United States government since Woodrow Wilson in 1913 and the Exchange Stability Fund in 1934. It's the Rothschilds. They're the ones that are doing this. It's always the same group. And it's so funny to me to see Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders tweeting out their support to the democracy protesters in Hong Kong. Really? When Hillary has been a lifelong agent with her and Bill both to the Communist Party and the and while Bernie Sanders is a Stalinist. They're supporting these groups against communism, and they're both embracing communism. I mean, this is so twisted up, Austin, it's almost impossible to believe, and you don't hear it from the mainstream news. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. I had the opportunity to pray for you this morning. You guys are awesome. I'll do the write-up, Austin. Go ahead and close it up. And, guys, thank you for your support.
Absolutely. And the hypocrisy knows no bounds of these individuals. That's one of the irony aspects of it, is how much and how far they're willing to lie just to try to push their narrative. It never ceases to amaze me. And that's why, again, it's so important that we continue to speak the truth, to get this information out there, to wake people up the best we possibly can, and to get the truth out there, because we're in an information war right now. There's no question, there's no debate about that anymore. What you see as far as it's pushed on the mainstream media, especially with the CNN and all this stuff now, and all these individuals that control these social media aspects and are blacklisting individuals, citing things as hate crimes, the only way we're going to prevent this from happening is continuing to cause dissidents to the laws and rules that they want to illegally enact on top of us. When you start coming around, you start saying hate speech is anything we deem it to be, you have to intentionally make sure you use those non-politically correct phrases and terms the best of your ability without being unbelievably militant and disrespectful, but not capitulating, submitting. I know that's a weird topic to talk about, because a lot of people go, oh, you know, we need to support the government, we need to listen to them, we need to obey them because of Romans. I got that ideology, but I also understand the fact that if we sit back and continue to capitulate with this and continue to shut our mouths and self-censor ourselves based solely on the opinions of other people and what they demand we do, we will become communist China in the next 10 to 15 years, and it will be all our fault. So again, keep everybody awake, stay strong. I appreciate the support. Thank you for all the emails you're continuing to send us. If you guys need anything, be sure to check out healthmasters.com. We have the product of the week that'll be changing over here very, very shortly. Looks like the D3 10,000 with K2 is the current winner on healthmasters.com. Great product, really, really important. I've talked in detail about D3 and the importance of D3 on what it does for the body and how it's crucial all the way from infancy to pregnant women all the way up to older adults. D3 is crucial. So that's on a big sale right now as product of the week, so be sure to check that out. We also have multiple other specials going on right now at healthmasters.com, including the Mood Support Kit and the Vive Facial Cream back in stock for over 15% off. So be sure to check it out. Thank you again for the support. Thank you for signing up for our free weekly newsletter. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.